You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Thank you. It's arrived and it's alive. It's volume 23 of Sound and Nick's Vision. How are you, Nick Elliott?
I'm all right, Alex. Good. Thank you.
Good. Not one, not two, not three, four additional co-hosts for today because it's a series of wonderful celebrations.
Very friendly in here.
From ace publicist and manager Kat, this is our quarter of a century in terms of shows, although this is technically volume 23, which is going out on the 1st of December. So there you have it. But welcome, Sue Rice. It's all right. Nick, keep the microphone. It's your show after all. So,
yeah,
so we'll work our way through that and we'll get Ben.
These people have come far. They're guests, Alex. They're guests.
Very true.
I don't agree with what you say. Okay. Throwing these people out. I don't.
Away from the second floor, yes.
It's the festive season. You can't chuck about the snow.
It's very true. Joining Saturday Next Vision for the first ever time, we have Ben Lewis. How are you, Ben?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Had you ever heard of Hotel California and the Eagles before?
Yeah. I've got it on my phone as well, I'll have you know.
Up there, already scoring points. Ellen.
Hello.
From Lincoln.
Yes.
Had you ever, exactly, had you ever heard of the Hotel California number by the Eagles before?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, what did you make of the tune?
Nice, yeah. Nice. Chilled, laid back.
Yeah, okay. And from Liverpool, it's Amanda Boston.
Hi.
Amanda, likewise.
Any I like sort of, it. You know, classic song.
A classic song. So Ellen clearly said something about a linkage educational system. Nick, share with us, why did we launch with that show today? Or that programme today?
Basically because I just love the Eagles. I've been listening to a lot of them over the recent last couple of months. So I thought we've got to pop a bit in.
Quite right too. John Mayer. Hands up if you've heard of John Mayer. Right. Nick, why have you decided to go for John Mayer with this meteorological weather number?
Guy, seriously good, this bloke. And I picked up his album, his last album, probably about 12 months ago. But I kind of really got into this track on the album, but then realised it was written by Glen Campbell. And this is a cover.
I've just realised, Sue, I haven't prepped the trio of young folk for what we do at the end of the show, which is we vote for our favourite tune. So that needs to be borne in mind as we're going
yes,
to do that.
It's a vital part of the whole proceedings, yes.
So bear in mind, you know, we've had the Eagles, we're up to John Mayer now. And which John Mayer number are we about to listen to, Nick?
Call the Breeze.
One, two, one, two, three.
So since our last Sound and Nick's Vision, Nick, you've been busy doing all sorts of things, getting dressed up as zombies, doing various Christmas videos. In fact, we're going to be speaking to Gary Curtis on this very programme about his Christmas number. But has it been fulfilling for you, creatively and artistically?
Oh, yeah, it has, yeah. Spent some serious time at the legend that is Pinewood Studios again, which is always top. It's got to be done.
Don't get Sue started on the Pinewood Studios debacle. She was all set up. She had her makeup. Everything was sorted.
That was nothing to do with me.
No, it's all right.
At all.
And we'll just ease back on the whole process.
I was only guesting in it. It wasn't my film.
I decided to do the London Film Festival instead. It's just different entirely. Anyway, life continues. What did we make of John Mayer and Call Me the Breeze, Ellen?
Nice again.
Yeah.
Oh. More country, I think.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
More country.
A little bit of that going on.
Yeah.
Sue?
We've got a big guitar vibe going on, I think, this time. Yeah, I really like the sort of country twangy thing going on.
Yeah. And Ben?
Country twangy thing going on.
Yeah.
I was saying to these guys, it's sort of reminding me of C6 Steve quite a lot, if anyone's familiar with that.
C6 Steve.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you have C6 Steve in Liverpool? I know you've had the Beatles. They were a good band, a little combo group that emerged together with Cilla Black. Surprise, surprise.
I've never heard of it before.
Never heard. Oh, all right. Well, John Mayer and Call Me the Breeze, did it float your boat?
It did. I like a lot of different music, and I think that was really chill.
Excellent.
It was nice.
Is it Amanda? Is it Mandy? We don't know. One had a song written about them by 10cc and was an airline hostess. One is now reading journalism at the University of Lincoln. It's a strange world. Lynyrd Skynyrd, would you like to go with this next one, please, Nick?
Simple Man.
What are you saying? Something sort of personal about that?
No, would I? Would I, Alex?
He's a very good driver.
Hi, this is Chase Masterson, founder of the Pop Culture Hero Coalition, the first ever organization to make a stand against bullying, racism, misogyny, LGBT bullying, cyberbullying, and other forms of hate using pop culture stories that we love. We all love superheroes. Why not be one? Check out our website at www.popcultureherocoalition.org. Follow us on Facebook at Pop Culture Hero Coalition and on Twitter at @superheroIRL. Thanks so much.
What on earth was that, Nick?
That was Jimi Hendrix, Little Wing.
Mm. Jimi Hendrix passed away before Ben and Sue and Amanda and Ellen were even born.
Goodness me.
That's a thought. But what did you make of Jimi Hendrix and Little Wing, please, Ellen?
Cool.
Cool.
Cool. Rock and roll, cool. Yeah.
Oh. Jimi was cool.
Yeah.
He could do the job.
Sue?
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix?
I love it. Yeah, I like Jimi Hendrix anyway, so I don't need any excuse to sit and indulge in him. No.
Ben, is Jimmy the sort of man who would have appeared on your father's jukebox?
Probably, but I'm more familiar with the Jimi Hendrix darts player myself.
Right, Paul, yeah, exactly. Not to be confused. Easily sorted through. One plays darts.
Really?
One used to play the guitar.
180 and all that, and he strums into his Fender.
I'll show you in a second.
And presumably without the Afro haircut.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
We'll get in the way.
Does he drink lots of beer and stuff?
Well, the darts players usually do, don't they?
They do. So
maybe. Amanda, Jimi Hendrix?
I liked it. I don't listen to Hendrix myself, but my little brother does. He's a big fan, so...
There we are. One for Amanda's little brother. Bob Dylan, Nobel Prize winning Bob Dylan, to which Leonard Cohen obviously died. He thought it was just too much. I just can't take it anymore. Why have we gone for this version of a classic Dylan number, which, of course, is Robert Zimmerman singing?
Because, strangely enough, I've only just started to buy this guy's stuff. I was never... the guy could never sing, and he couldn't play. Not really.
It's a bit harsh, Nick. Did you ever take his photograph?
But fair. No, I didn't, actually.
D.W.
No.
Pennybacker.
Really?
He was the director who actually did a whole sequence on Bob Dylan. Worth accessing.
Oh.
Still to come, of course, Lou Reed, Led Zeppelin, the Foo Fighters, and Gary Curtis's Christmas song. Can we actually squeeze it all in? Well, of course we can. Why? Because it's Sound and Nick's Vision.
Government. The man in a trench coat, badge I laid off, says he's got a bad call for
sing, can't sing. Subterranean Homesick Blues, Bob Dylan. What did you make of that one, Ellen?
I need some inspiration.
What was your feeling?
No, I like Bob Dylan, actually. Yeah, my dad listened to it a lot as well. But.
And Sue?
Don't need an excuse for Bob Dylan either. Honestly, I love him.
It's an overexcited microphone. It's just popped its cork for yourself. It happens all the time. Nick, obviously you would rate it. That's why you selected it.
No, I really like it, actually. Like I say, I've bought quite a bit of this guy's stuff over the recent 12 months.
Well,
never bothered before.
Yeah, and now you have. So far, the Eagles, John Mayer, Leonard Skinner, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan, Amanda. Is it going to be difficult to choose? Have you liked them all? Or is it a case of, no, I hated Bob Dylan. I couldn't stand him at all.
I didn't hate Bob Dylan. Mm. It's not my particular type of music, but he's got a very unique voice.
He's not going to play any Justin Bieber or Donny Osmond, just in case you're thinking it's just, you know, you might come.
You didn't get him persuaded to play any Donny Osmond. Christmas.
Yeah, a bit of a shocker, but still, never
there
mind.
There is a track in here for for Alex.
I know, a Scottish band. They've had all sorts of problems.
Dear, oh dear.
And it's not this show anyway, it's the Christmas show, which is
we're going to get a dead air when that's
played. Well, no, we'll just all do a mannequin. Like that.
A what, a kin?
A mannequin challenge.
Yeah. Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doo 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 doo. Do 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 do
Listeners of a certain chronological aspect might recall Hot Gossip doing a series to Walk on the Wild Side. They were a dance troupe, just in case you're wondering, the kind of more Kenny Everett version of the Legs and Co. Top of the Pop scenario. You're nodding, Sue. I didn't think you would have remembered Hot Gossip, but obviously you did.
No, but I have seen the clips of them subsequently, and it is very funny.
Extraordinary in all many wonderful ways. Walk on the Wild Side, Ben.
Yes.
Could be written for Brighton, couldn't it, really?
Basically.
Yeah. So did you enjoy it?
I would.
Lou Reed, Velvet Underground, Perfect Day. All sorts of other, I think, routines. Sue, have we got away from the classic zone of country twangs that you thought?
Right? Yes, thankfully. I mean, it's, you know, but then it's not my show, is it?
No.
It's Nick's show, so exactly. He likes us.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that...
Are you dissing my choice?
Not at all, no. I like them very much,
Nicholas. You're a hard woman.
Keep Music Live, Nick. How is the campaign going?
It's going very well, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I have surprises later on. Ooh, on that subject.
My word.
Stay tuned.
And Ellen, you've managed to access Nick's website, which of course is?
NickElliott.eu.
And what have you made of it?
Interesting. Mm. Yeah, a lot of cool photos on there. We saw one from, what are they called? The Hairy Bikers. Yeah.
The Two Hairy Bikers.
Two Hairy Bikers, exactly. Yeah.
Dave and Sawyer.
Yeah. Lost a lot of weight, actually, recently, haven't they?
Yeah. I think they have, yeah.
Haven't they?
Yeah. Well, they can't eat their own cooking. That's what it is.
I know. They're doing all these cooking shows and they can't eat now.
I think that's cruel that they never make everybody else make them and then they don't eat it themselves.
Oh, come now. I mean, when we actually cue the Hairy Bikers, we have to simply say...
Hi, I'm Dave Myers.
And I'm Cy King.
And we're the Hairy Bikers.
On Siren FM.
Bing bong. Nice.
Not quite sure about the bing bong, still don't think it works, but we could have lost it in the editing scenario, so never mind. That's the way it happens. I suspect, Amanda, if I said the word Led Zeppelin, you would have thought, what words is he speaking now? Is this a reporting continuity and change seminar that I've stepped into by mistake? Yeah. What? Led Zeppelin.
I like a bit of Zepp. I've got a very eclectic music taste, as I was saying earlier. I like Zepp.
That surprised me, actually. It's very good. Ellen?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the songs I've recognised so far today properly, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not Led Zeppelin. That was actually Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed.
Oh.
We're about to listen
there
to
you
it.
Go. There's my knowledge. There's my knowledge displayed.
I know. I could have ignored it, but I know the sound of Nick's listener. They're very discerning, particularly the Italian listeners. And they say, what's she speaking about there, etc. No. But anyway, Led Zeppelin, a very well-known balloon structure from Germany.
We'll help her out, Alex.
So go on, share with us why you've gone for Led Zeppelin.
Well, why not? Why not?
That's the way.
That'll do.
Don't you ask? And yesterday I saw you standing by the river, and weren't those tears that filled your eyes? And all the fish that lay in dirty water dying, had they got you hypnotized? But all that lives is born to die. And so I say to you that nothing really matters, and all you do is stand and cry. All your ears have turned away, but now's the time to look and look again at what you see. Is that the way it ought to stay? That's the way it ought to be. Oh, don't you know that?
Strange, because I always think Led Zeppelin will be major, major Motorhead, trash heavy, but actually they're very, very pleasant in many ways, which is maybe a damning criticism. Have you worked with them, Nick?
Robert Plant.
Yeah. And what is he like as a person? Because this could influence Ellen's decision in terms of where she positions Led Zeppelin in terms of choice of music today.
Well, if you just kind of forget the fact that he's a god.
A god or the god?
A god, right. The
okay.
god.
Yeah,
if you kind of skip over that bit, top man.
Right. So, really, Robert Plant to you is a bit like what, Gary Barlow to Sue?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, probably.
Gary who?
Yeah, or Justin Bieber to Amanda. Sorry, Amanda. Deny everything on that basis.
Do I need to remind you about 16 Ivor Novellos?
Ivor Novello, who's he?
Don't get us started. Listen, we had to keep the sound tracks and the list of tracks away from Sue, just so she actually had new experiences. Cheeky Soul was actually wanting. She wrote back to me the email, said, the track list doesn't seem to be on the email you sent me. No, Sue, because I deleted it from her. We want to keep the surprise there.
Some stuff.
Well, you protected her against culture.
Well,
I grew up with I grew up listening to the Kinks, the Animals, the Who, Elton John, Barbara Dixon, Elkie Brooks.
So let it go. Let it go. That's the important thing. Let it go. You've been listening to Sound and Nick's Vision, the filler for Gary Curtis.
And the lady is having a rant.
Exactly. And I gather Ben is not aware of who the Foo Fighters are.
Oh, I am.
Oh, you are.
Good. Yeah, he knows who the Foo Fighters
are. Amanda, are you aware of the Foo Fighters?
I am indeed.
Good. And
even me, Alex, yeah.
Even in the wonderful joy of Yellow Belly Lincoln, the Foo Fighters have been identified.
Just, yeah, only recently branched out to the county. But
never guess whom Kat has managed to identify and sort out as sitting by his telephone waiting for a call from Sound and Nick's Vision. Do you know who this might be?
Gary Curtis?
Is it Gary Curtis? Are you there, Gary Curtis?
I am here, Alex. I'm here.
Yay! The wild and wonderful weather. Gary, time is so tight and extraordinary here. Share with us, how is the Christmas single progressing? Of course, the classic Alone at Christmas. Nobody wants to be alone at Christmas. Actually, some people might want to be alone at Christmas, but we won't go there. Gary, talk to us about it. How is it developing at present?
Well, it hasn't actually been released yet by the record company. I think they're releasing next week, but we've put it on social media. Great reaction, and of course, I really think there's one reason for that.
Nick Elliott.
Nick Elliott's in it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's frightening. It's what can I say?
Nick, talk us through this whole process because it is your show, and as Gary's well aware, what Nick says goes. So I'll just shut up.
I mean, right?
Are you sure?
Tell us about how, because I mean, this time around, presumably, are you doing more in the video than swaying from side to side in the audience?
Yes, I've actually got quite a feature role in it this time, and a bit of a special part, really. I'm in it quite a lot.
You're in it more than me.
Which is good. I don't think you can get enough of me.
That's true, but you're in it more than me. I don't know what happened, and I tried to get a part of that wonderful scientist scene. I couldn't get in that either. I don't know how you did it.
So can you just, without too many spoilers, Nick, talk us through what this video sort of entailed and why it's going to be the must-downloadable YouTube event of the season?
Well, what it entails is Gary wanted to do another Christmas single, which I do believe was for a cancer charity, and he invited me to actually star in this thing. I've been in quite a few with Gans over the recent years, and it's always a great fun day. We shoot these things at Pinewood Studios. It's a long day, but great fun. Great vibe, family kind of atmosphere going on, and this thing is going to be a bit special because it's an extended version this time. So it runs over, they call a long intro, and it then runs into the single. And I think there's going to be a little bit more coming sometime next year, but I'm not too sure about that. So
there is. There's going to be the mini movie version, which we've finished filming in the new year. Obviously for next year, it'll be too late for this year. But we've got some great scenes being shot in the new year for the mini movie version. It's such a... I love the track, and it's just... I like the way it's turned out. And, you know, as I say, the extra scenes will be shot in the new year.
It's December the 1st, as the listener is tuned in to the present edition of Sound and Nick's Vision. So are we OK to play a few moments of Alone on Christmas, Gary?
I would like you to play as much as you can of Alone on Christmas. It's out...
Look, there are the bells already. Here comes Santa. Happy holidays.
Get a little lonely every year around this time. The music plays all night in Little Italy. Lights will be going up on old Rockefeller Street. People window shopping on Fifth Avenue. All I want for Christmas is you. I gotta know where the lonely hearts go. Since you've been here last, childhood dreaming is a thing of the past. Maybe you can bring us some hope this year. Visions of sugar plums have disappeared. Do you remember sleigh riding in the snow and dancing all night to Baby Please Come Home? Today's celebration is bittersweet, but there's a mother's and children in the street.
So much to pack in. Now, Nick, share with us, how do test tubes and zombies fit into this wonderful, charming Christmas tune?
Well, they're there. They're there. That is the film. And the whole film opens up where it starts. There's a virus which turns people into zombies. That's the story.
Does this chime with what you had originally in mind, Gary? Because it seems a little bit offbeat to me. I mean, where are we going with this?
Well, it's not offbeat, really. It's what it is. It's a virus. And if you see the extended version, it explains itself more than the music video, even though we've got a little bit of explaining. And there's all the scientists round, and at the end of that bit, someone comes in and said, it's too late. Zombie outbreak. And then you see poor old Father Christmas walking into the same room, which has already been established, and it's all these people turned into zombies. So it's reasonably self-explanatory.
I'm so pleased, Gary, that you explained that, because now I feel as though my life is just that little bit more complete. You know, look out, here come the zombies.
I'm glad.
Ellen, are you looking forward to Alone at Christmas, the video version, as well as obviously the music, which we've just been listening to?
Am I looking forward to Christmas?
Oh, no, are you looking forward to this release, this magical thing? Will you be downloading it?
Yes, of course.
Nice,
of course,
good answer.
Alex.
Correct answer. Ben...
How can that poor girl say no?
Oh. Exactly.
Don't get me started. Carry on.
It's the appearance of Nick that will make me watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I think maybe you should screenshot it and frame it and put it in the studio.
I like this guy, Barry. He's off the same shit.
Sign it, put a little gold disc in it as well. I think we'll do all right.
So alone on Christmas. No, we'll just be alone at Christmas. Sue!
I've been watching a few of the sneak peeks on social media, and I must say, I can't wait to see the full thing. It looks really good.
Thank you.
And good. Amanda from Liverpool.
Looking forward to it. From what I've heard, it sounds really quite interesting. Well, so.
Thank you again. Lovely.
There we are. It's just a win-win situation. So much time to actually fit in. We've just got to squeeze in a last sort of little piece. So, Gary, we will speak again, no doubt. Have a great holiday season, and the basic message is look out for the zombies, no doubt.
Thank you, and a happy Christmas to everyone, including zombies.
Nick, it's time for us to actually have the final vote on this particular programme. We have 9 tunes in there because it wouldn't be fair to actually enter in the snippet we'd heard of the magical zombie alone at Christmas scenario from, of course, Gary Curtis. We'll play that again later and at various times throughout the Siren airwaves. But the Eagles, John Mayer, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan, Lou Reed, Led Zeppelin, the Foo Fighters and Red Hot Chili Peppers. What gets your vote, Ben?
You've got to be Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Explain that as Sue Royce.
This is so hard because I love the Eagles, I love Jimi Hendrix, I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Foo Fighters, but I think it's got to be Jimi Hendrix.
Okay. Ellen, your first ever show.
Yes. I think it's between the Foo Fighters and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think everything else was a bit eclectic for me. Red Hot Chili Peppers, I think.
And Amanda?
Has to be the Eagles.
There you have it, Nick. I don't know if that sort of fulfilled the whole sequence.
Right across the board there, Alex.
How can people get in touch with the programme Sound and Nick's Vision, or indeed your website? What's the best way to contact you?
Probably just go to the press office, which is nickelliott.info, and it's all on there.
Fantastic.
Listen again.
And thanks to Ellen and Amanda, or Mandy. Fly me. And Sue Royce and Ben. What do we wrap up with, Nick? 3 little words to wrap us out of this December the 1st edition before we prep for the Christmas edition, which is coming up before you know it. 1, 2, 3.
Keep music live.